Why are you like acting like I'm bullshit?
It's the Cultured Swan bonus episode. We got CeeLo. Greet Pela Swain. We got Mzamo.
The Dragon.
We got Mike.
What it do, baby? What
and
it do?
It's your girl party time. Hey. Away. So what's the outside bonus topic, guys?
Top five. Who's going to go? Are we going clockwise?
Top five sex positions. No, I'm joking. Okay. I'm joking. Mom, I'm joking. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, okay. Mom is listening, nigga.
Is she going to listen for real?
Yeah. She commented, nigga.
She commented. Yeah. Mom, everything I'm saying right now is a lie.
It's for the money.
Cool. Yeah. Trying to hustle this money.
I think my mom knows how to get to our website, so we'll find
it. You don't know. Your mom's been Netflixing like a mother these days.
Really?
Oh, she's been doing the most on Netflix.
Yo, and Netflix has a lot of like bad things.
Netflix like things has a lot of what our moms need.
No.
This is what Sabi is. This is hilarious. It's terrible.
Top five Netflix shows?
Top five. I could
Stranger
top
Things.
I didn't really like Stranger Things.
No. I haven't watched
original Netflix shows or what?
Anything. I guess original Netflix shows.
Original Netflix shows.
The OA original Netflix.
Yeah.
What? The OA.
I think so.
Have you seen the OA?
Have you seen it? I've seen the trailer.
Yo, you can watch the OA. The OA.
Did you watch that Love Robots and whatever thing?
Yo, the one with the different episodes
different
was like
episodes
animated.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit's freaky, bro.
I saw like two episodes. I was like, nah.
Bruh, I watched the whole thing.
Everything.
Dude, there's one where there's like a so these guys are in like a spaceship, right? And then someone comes in and like so they get saved. The spaceship is like off course for like a million years or something like that, like 2 light years.
Yeah.
What's
and then
this?
Love, Death, and Robots. Yeah, Love, Death, and Robots.
Something like that.
So, dude, only to find that the spaceship has crashed like 10 fucking millennia ago, and these guys have been harvested, like their memories are being harvested by like some bacteria on a planet that they landed on, and they're in a loop. So this thing has kept them alive, but like they're like skin and bones, basically.
Hectic.
But they've kept them alive, and they're in a loop of like one dream. So like, this guy thinks he's alive, but technically he is. It's insane.
Isn't it like that state, like you know that 10 seconds where your whole life flashes before your eyes?
Yeah,
is in a loop of that.
He's in a loop of like, yeah, the last dude, but it's like long.
So it's like a
long ass dream. And every time he wakes up to this like alien that puts him back to sleep to go into that same dream. Dude,
that's so fucked up.
Dude. that fucking episode had me hooked for the whole thing. I mean, the whole thing's not great, but like shout out to Donnie Nell for putting me onto that. It's really dope though. You should watch the whole thing.
Damn, yeah. Gang. I just said it's not dope. Man, you must watch the whole thing.
You must watch the whole thing, bro. Like, I'm saying.
Are you trying to waste my time with
No, man. I'm saying, like, all the episodes aren't that deep.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But they're really dope.
Oh, Mike, did you end up watching while finishing This Is Us?
Oh, I did. It took me, like, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days.
Dude.
No, like 5 days. The first episode took me 2 days. Like, I couldn't handle the white people, what they were doing to us.
What they were doing to us.
Wow.
I felt within the fields of everything. Huh?
What did you watch besides falling into the hype?
I just really wanted to know. And it's based on a true story. I just wanted to know what those guys
Yeah, I like do. Things based on
based
true
on
stories.
True story.
Are you for real?
Yes.
Those guys only got paid when, like 2014, 2011. Mm. But then they only left in 2002. And they only got like 41 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was something angel. It wasn't 50 though.
It wasn't 50.
Yeah. And I love based on true story movies.
Why?
Because like that's someone's life being shittier than mine, you know?
Wow, Mjita. Clearly their life is not shitty because they get paid in the end.
In the end though.
Bruh. That pursuit of happiness, dude. He was like a super rich dude, like, but they had an adaptation of his life. I don't think he got paid, eh? I think he was like a producer in the movie as well.
Well, that's
he was a producer. He got paid.
He was a producer, no?
He got paid.
Yeah, well, he got paid that way. But I'm saying, like, it wasn't like a life story where they take your story and they pay you. I think he actually wanted his story out there because he wrote a book about it.
It was one of those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You got paid from the adaptation, right?
We're moving away from top five. We haven't started with top five. What's your top five Netflix series, right?
Can you come back to me?
Yeah, Uppu probably watches Friends on Netflix.
Yeah, she does. She does. She watches terrible things on Netflix, bro.
I also do. I also do.
I mean, The Office is amazing.
I didn't watch that on Netflix, though.
You did.
It wasn't on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
No, it isn't.
Where the fuck was I watching The Office, Gun?
No.
Showmax.
No.
Maybe.
I'm going to start Stranger Things. Because everyone's been hyping, so...
I feel like it's not enough.
But I'm going to start from season one, because I've never watched it.
Why would you start from season two or three or four?
Yeah.
It's just not right.
It's just like, why would you have to say, I'm going to start at season one?
Because maybe you thought I'm going to start, like, season three.
Why?
I was just clarifying that I've never watched it.
Wow. We had already established that you have never watched it.
Party time getting attacked. I don't appreciate this.
You know what is fire though? Even though I'm pretty sure I'm late, Peaky Blinders is hard.
What the fuck is that?
Peaky Blinders is fucking dope.
Hard,
dude,
bro.
I love period.
British television is too much.
What's
bro.
That?
Peaky Blinders.
Did you guys see The Bodyguard?
I watched it a little bit.
On Netflix.
Uh-uh.
It's like a 6-part show. That shit is dope. Yo,
are you serious?
Yo,
The Bodyguard.
The Bodyguard. Lalela, you won't go to sleep. If you started at 12, it was a lot. it just starts into. In 3 minutes, you're in action. And it's action that, like, oh shit, what's going to happen next the whole way through? The 6 episodes.
That was me, exam time, 2012, first year, watching fucking Game of Thrones season one. And I know I was late, but what the fuck? Dude, when they cut off Ned Stark's head, I was like, oh, he bombed it. What kind of show is this?
I feel like you're spoiling it.
So clearly, no, what? You haven't watched season one?
Of what?
Game of Thrones.
Nigga, no. I'm that 1%.
You
still haven't watched
it. Oh, you're also that 1%. High five, me too.
Body time inside of me.
We failed.
As big brothers.
We have failed.
You guys have just proven that you're lame. Certain things are just not needed.
We've definitely failed. You didn't appreciate that art. It's art, actually.
Game of Thrones doesn't believe in gay daring.
I just don't like medieval like shows.
That's a little I just don't think like it deserves the hype, but like I haven't seen it.
I hear everyone always speaks about like how nice and cinematically ban it is. But personally, I don't like medieval shows.
Mm.
I don't like them at all. Like
medieval.
Even among
medieval.
Isn't medieval.
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 What the fuck am I saying it wrong?
Yes, it's medieval.
Oh, you guys are fucking medieval.
Pussy the laser, bro.
Emma, before we go into top five, what made you just buying a pipe?
I actually used to smoke pipes ages ago, and then I lost them.
Mm.
And then because I used to smoke weed, and I didn't want to smoke cigarettes, it was like a bad.
Mm.
It was a bad vibe. And I grew up with white people, so they introduced me to like tobacco, packed tobacco, and the rollies.
You know
and
that?
The rolly machine.
You know that, like, that tobacco is just as bad as.
It's cheaper. Cigarette.
No, it's. Yeah. It's
it is.
It really
lost. It's a lot, it's
really
a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
And you buy a pipe, and that's your smoking instrument, and then you load the tobacco, and you take a hit. Like, you don't smoke as much as you do
you
cigarettes.
You realize, go to wine dig in.
Everyone wine digil.
Yeah,
you like cigarettes, I like a pipe. Pipe looks cooler than a cigarette also.
Man, keep puffing my nigga.
Keep puffing my nigga.
Come on, Nje. Come on,
I'm
on.
Do you, bro? Let's wrap it up.
Okay, love and light. It's party time. It's CeeLo. It's Mzamo.
It's Lopti.
It's Mike. Party time outside. Bye.
Outside. Idiots.
I love it.